Whatever your problem may be, whatever the burden may be that you're carrying, whatever the dilemma you may be facing in your life, whatever you're carrying, it doesn't matter. What trouble you may be in, just do what the sailors did here in Psalm 107. Do what Paul did here in Acts 27. Turn it over to the Lord. Trust Him to see you through. Didn't He see them through?
You're about to hear a message from James Strickland at Sharon Baptist Church. If you'd like to find out more about us, you can find us on our website, SharonBaptistConcord.com, or watch live stream Sundays and Wednesdays on Facebook, Sharon Baptist Concord. Here's Pastor James Strickland.
It seems like, thank the Lord, not everybody, but a lot of people are turning their eyes everywhere else except unto Jesus. Almost looks like our nation's doing the same thing, doesn't it? So I want to preach a message about what do you do when you've done all you can do. I'm not sure that I've ever done all I can do. We say we do, and we say we have, but nonetheless, we think we have anyway, don't we? Sometimes come to situations where we think we've done everything we know to do and still doesn't get any better. Well, there's a passage of Scripture in the Old Testament book of Psalms, Psalm 107. I want you to look at it with me in verse number 23 through verse number 32. You'll find a story here recorded that some sailors had done everything they knew to do, done all they thought they could do, and their situation just got worse and worse and worse. That's a correlation to another story I'll share during the message over in the book of Acts chapter 27 with the Apostle Paul on the ship headed toward Rome when the great storm came up, and they had done all they could do there, and it looked like the ship was going to be lost and their lives were too, but not so. So in Psalm 107 verse 23, as we read these verses, look at them carefully and see if you can come up with a thought here that what do you do when you've done all you can do? Psalm 107 verse 23. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. For He commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So He bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt Him also in the congregation of the people and praise Him in the assembly of the elders. I hope I'm not speaking to someone that is in this situation. There will come a time in your life, I promise you, some point in time in your life, there'll come to a point in time that you have utilized all the resources at your disposal. And you will probably think you've come to the end of your rope. And someone said, when you do, tie a knot and hang on. I don't know about all that, but I do know this. You'll come to that point in your life not knowing really what to do, and many times not knowing whom to turn to. Well, the psalmist knew that situation, and he addressed it here with a story about the sea and some sailors in a ship. A very simple story, indeed it is. It just says they were there on the sea and God sent a terrific storm. And the sailors, the Bible says, had come to their wits' end. They had done all they knew to do, did all they could do, and things just got worse and worse and worse, it seemed. It says then they prayed. They turned to the Lord. They prayed and asked God for help. Their prayer was heard. The storm was still, the waves were quiet, and it says God brought them to their desired destination, or their desired haven, if you will. It's a simple story, to say the least, but how true the applications of these verses are to our lives today. We can look at this situation, and I believe we can get some help for today. I believe we can get some help for the situations we face in our journey of life. There's three things I want you to see about this story. I want you to see, first of all, where they were. And then secondly, to whom they turned. And then thirdly, what they expected. Let's go back and look at those thoughts and develop those together. First of all, where they were. Verse 23 through verse 27 talks about the storm. In a terrific, horrific storm upon the sea. Maybe today you're having that kind of storm in your personal life. I hope you're not. But nonetheless, examine these verses very carefully. If they don't describe your life now, if they don't speak to your situation of life now, it may be a time in days to come when they will. There'll be a time to come in days, maybe future, that you'll need these verses. You may come to a time like these sailors at your wit's end. Maybe you'll use up all the resources that you have at your disposal. Look at where they were, and look at where sometimes we might be in a similar situation in our own journey of life. Notice this, where they were. They were in a great dilemma, verse 23 through verse 26, you'll see it. They were so like Paul's situation in the book of Acts chapter 27. If you want to look over there later on, you can. Just remember Acts 27. Go back and look at that, read that passage of Scripture. Most of us are familiar with it. Paul and all these sailors were in a ship on their way to Rome. And a terrific, horrific storm came up. And in that passage of Scripture in Acts, it talks about the sailors did all they knew to do to right that ship and keep that ship from capsizing or turning over or being dashed against the rocks. They threw off all the grain that was on board. They threw off all the tackle and laden that was on board that ship. Everything they could to lighten the ship, to keep it aright. And everything they did was to no avail. All their resources that experienced seamen knew to do to keep a ship upright, everything they knew to do, they did it, and all the while, nothing even got better. In fact, the storm got worse and worse and worse. Have you ever experienced a situation like that in your life? Some trouble, some burden, some situation come into your life. And you do everything that you know to do to alleviate that situation. And it seems like everything you do doesn't get any better. In fact, it might just get worse and worse and worse. When you use up all your human resources and it hasn't got any better. In fact, like these sailors here in Acts 27 with Paul, in fact, it got worse. Maybe you're like that today. Maybe you're listening to us, viewing us on Facebook. Maybe your life is in a dilemma. Not only that, that's where they were, but something else. They were in despair in verse 26 and verse 27. Look at that. They mount up to the heaven, talking about the waves. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Notice what it says. It says the hearts of these sailors melted. Have you ever been to a point in time in your life when you felt that your heart just melted within you with what you're facing? Paul and his men on the ship in Acts 27 faced the same thing. Turn over there with me. Don't you look at a verse. Acts 27, look at verse 20. Very important verse in that chapter. Acts 27, 20 says this. This is in that great storm that they were in the middle of. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, look at this last portion, it says, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. Believe you me, their hearts melted. They saw that there was no chance whatsoever, that all the human help they had done, everything they could do, there was still no hope. What do you do when you fail or you feel like all human resources have failed you and all hope is gone? Has that ever happened to you? It happens to a lot of people. It happens to a lot of people materially. They get and they gain and they get and they gain. All of a sudden it looks like everything they've worked for all their lives is going to materially just be lost, nothing more they can do, all the resources used up. Other people experience this financially. They plan and they plan and they save and they save, and one day they find out they're holding a bag full of holes and no finances in them whatsoever. Many people have the same situation legally in some kind of court battle of one sort or another. It happens in marriages. Maritally, people have problems and feel like there's no hope whatsoever of the marriage ever being salvaged. It happens domestically in families. It happens all the time, doesn't it? You ever felt helpless and absolutely hopeless? And you think you're at the end? That's the way these sailors felt in Psalm 107. That's the same way those sailors felt in Acts 27. You think you ever come to the end of something and there's nothing that can be done? Well, there is something that can be done. One great thing, and we need to do what they did in Psalm 107. We need to do what Paul did in Acts chapter 27. The second thought, where they were, they were in a dilemma, in despair. Second thought, look at this, to whom they turned. Where do you turn? Or to whom do you turn when these situations like this come into your lives? Look at verse 28 here in Psalm 107, you'll see it. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He bringeth them out of their distresses. Beloved, that's just as true in New Testament days. It's just as true in your life, just as true in my life. If you turn to the Lord and you pray and you ask for help, you get help. These sailors prayed, and the Bible says God delivered them from their distresses, and He brought them to their desired destination. They had come to their wits' end. Their resources had all been used up. They'd done all they could do, no more they could do. So they prayed, and God came to the rescue. Let me ask you something. God may let us sometimes come to the end of our resources. God may let us sometimes come to the end of ourselves, that we then, when we feel like we've done everything we can do and nothing gets any better, used up all of our resources and things just get worse and worse and worse, then we turn to the Lord. It's significant here to look into verse 28 and look at that word then. Look at that. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He bringeth them out of their distresses. The word then. When did they cry unto the Lord? It says then, when they were at their wits' end, the Bible says. When they'd done all they could do and it wasn't good enough. When they'd used up all their resources and they weren't enough. When they'd done all they could do, used it all up, human resources. What did they do? What should we do? Look at it here. They prayed. They prayed to the Lord and they got immediate help. Like Paul in Acts 27. If you know the story, if you don't, go back and read it. It's a great story to read. The ship was being tossed to and fro with Paul and all the men. That all the sailors had given up, that they were all going to be lost at sea. And Paul said, wait a minute, I've talked to my God. And my God told me to tell you, not one soul on this ship will be lost. Not one man on this ship will drown. Not one sailor will lose his life in this voyage. However, God told me to tell us, you're going to lose the ship. The ship's going to be lost, but every single soul on board will be saved. And that's exactly what happened. The ship ran aground, and the waves came in from the back, and the sea just burst the ship apart, and it was lost, and they all went into the water, some on planks, some on other craft, whatever they could get on, and every single one of them got to shore safely. Let me give you some biblical examples, not just Paul, but some good biblical examples of things when people's lives really went awry and they turned their heart to the Lord and they prayed and God helped them. Let me give you an example or two. Moses. In the book of Exodus, they had just come through the Red Sea. God delivered them. They go into the wilderness now, and pretty soon there's no water. They begin to murmur and complain. Moses, we're going to perish. You brought us out here in this desert just to perish. So Moses went to the Lord and Moses prayed. And they came to a place called Marah. And there was some water, but it was not fit to drink. It was bitter, the Bible says. God told Moses through prayer, take a certain little bush tree and put it in that water. And when Moses put that little bush or twig or whatever it was in the water, the waters became sweet, and all Israel got all the water that they wanted. In answer to Moses' prayer, you see, God intervened. Another incident. You all know the story about Hannah in the book of 1 Samuel. She wanted a child. And specifically, she wanted a man child. And so she goes to the temple and she begins to pray. She pours out her soul, the Bible says, unto the Lord. And she asks God, if you'll give me a man child, I'll give him back to you all the days of his life. And if you know the story, you'll know that God answered her prayer. And that was the result of Samuel being born. And so you see, in answer to that prayer, God intervened. Another example, Hezekiah in the book of Isaiah chapter 37. He got a letter, like you might get a certified letter today, one that you know you're going to have to open and read. He got a letter, and the letter simply stated, no hope for you. Your enemies have you surrounded, and we're going to attack without notice. And it upset him to the point he didn't know what to do. He, in fact, had used up all his resources, gone as far as he could, done all he could do. So what did he do? He goes to the altar and he prays, and God intervenes, and Israel's once again safe. Another example. In the book of Acts chapter 9, a lady called Dorcas, greatly loved by the women and ladies, and she died. And oh, they were just mourning her death. And somebody called for Peter. Peter, Dorcas has died. They want you to come. So Peter comes to the house, and they've already prepared Dorcas for burial. They'd already washed her. You know, Jews don't embalm, by the way. So they'd already washed her, prepared her for burial. And there she lay in this upper room. All the ladies so discouraged, so heartbroken that their beloved Dorcas had died. Peter said, clear the room. Clear the room. When everybody left, Peter got down on his knees and he prayed, and Dorcas came back to life, and he presented her back to her beloved friends once again. All this in answer to prayer. Let me give you another example. Paul and Silas in Acts 16, locked up in jail, beaten, backs bleeding, the Bible says, and they sang hymns and they prayed. And what happened? God shook that jail and opened those cells, and God delivered them in answer to direct prayer. What am I saying, Pastor? Here's what I'm saying. When you use up all your human resources and you've done all you can do and you don't know what to do, pray, beloved, pray. Do what they did. Pray. But when you do that, here's what happens. Like in Psalm 107, like in Acts 27, all the other instances I gave you, from prayer, there comes a promise. Let me give you something to hold on to. Go to Psalm 50. Close by there. Psalm number 50. And look at verse number 15. Psalm 50 and verse 15. Just in case you may think that God may not hear you when you pray. Psalm 50, verse 15. And it says, and call upon me. Who is to call upon me? Anybody is. Any of us can call on Him. And call upon me, call upon God in the day of trouble. And notice what it says. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. That's a promise. If you pray, God promises He'll hear you, and He promises He will deliver you. God gives us that psalm and that verse to encourage us to pray. Something happens when we pray. When we pray to the Lord in this way, what were they delivered from? How did God do it? Let's look on from where they were to what they experienced, and I mean what from where they were to whom they turned. Now look at what they expected here in the last verses here, verses 28 through verse 30. The Bible says they cried unto the Lord. When they cried unto the Lord, what happened? What happened? See the word in verse 28. Look at that word. I want to show you something. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. And the little word comes next is the word and. And He, God, bringeth them out of their distresses. That little conjunction there is very, very important. When they cry upon the Lord or cry unto the Lord, it says, and God answered. God delivered them. That and connects listen to me, that and connects what we say with what God does. How does God bring them out of this dilemma when they prayed? How does God bring us out of our dilemmas and our problems and our troubles when we pray? Well, just look at it here in Psalm 107. A couple things you need to see. When they prayed, what they expect God to hear, God to answer, and He did. Here's what happened. Help arrived. Look at verse 29. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. The calm came. If you're in trouble, in problems, whatever burden you might be carrying, whatever's going on in your life, if you'll just turn it over to the Lord and turn it over to Him and cry to Him and pray to Him, I promise you, God said, the calm came. Have you ever seen that at sea? If you've ever been out in the ocean, I have. We was deep sea fishing one time, and we went out and had a wonderful trip out, had a good day of fishing. And by the time we started to come back home, a squall came up real quickly. And our ship was just tossed and turned most of the way back to our dock. And then it calmed. Just as quickly as it came up, it calmed. That's what happened here in Psalm 107. That same thing happened in the New Testament on the Sea of Galilee. You remember when the disciples with Jesus and the storm came down the Jordan Valley on the Sea of Galilee, and they just knew they weren't going to make it. They knew they were going to all die. And they woke up the Lord Jesus Christ, and He said, peace be still. Spoke to the storm, and that storm calmed. Do you not think if He stilled the storm in Psalm 107 and He stilled the storm on the Sea of Galilee in the New Testament, do you not think He can't still the storm that's going on in your life? Certainly He can. It's not only His will to do that. He's the only one who can do that. He's the only one who's able to do that. Give you peace in the midst of the storm. To give you rest and give you help. So what did they expect when they prayed unto the Lord? They expected help, and help arrived. Look at something else that comes along with help. Happiness here was acclaimed here in verse 30. Look at that. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So He bringeth them unto their desired haven. God gave both quietness, notice that, calmness, and gladness. Do you know quietness and gladness go together? You can't separate the two. They always go together. They were glad because the storm had calmed, and they were thankful. If you come to the end of your resources, and you've done all that you know to do, nothing seems to get better, you need to come to the Lord and pray. He will turn your sadness into gladness. He'll turn your storms into calm. He'll give you His peace. He promised that He would. My peace I give unto you, Jesus said. Not as the world gives, give I unto you, but my peace. His peace is a real, true, lasting peace. So what did they expect? They expected help to arrive, and it did. They expected happiness to come, and it did. They also expected that haven that they were going to be achieved. Look at verse 30. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So He, this is God, so He, God, bringeth them unto their desired haven. God brought them to their destination. They were no longer at their so-called wit's end. They were no longer at their end of their resources. How wonderful it would be just like them. God brought them. This is a picture here of what God is able to do in your life and my life today. Here in this passage, we learn, and in the passage in Acts 27, here's what we learn. We learn that man's extremities, when you've gone to the end of the rope, when you've used up all your resources, when you've done all you know to do, man's extremity just opens up to God's opportunity. Look what God did in this passage. Look what God did in Acts 27. So whatever your problem may be, whatever the burden may be that you're carrying, whatever the dilemma you may be facing in your life, whatever you're carrying, it doesn't matter, what trouble you may be in, just do what the sailors did here in Psalm 107. Do what Paul did here in Acts 27. Turn it over to the Lord. Trust Him to see you through. Didn't He see them through in Psalm 107? Not a one was lost. Didn't He see them through in Acts 27? Not a one of those was lost. Not a single one. Again, I want to remind us as I close, listen, you may not be there today. Praise God if you're not. Praise God if you don't have any problems. Praise God if you don't have any burdens, anything that's troubling your life. Praise God if you're not there. Listen, but you may be in time to come in the future. Just possibly, this message might be a message in ministry for the future. That's why it's important. Keep these verses, keep these two passages on your heart and in your mind to refer to at a later time when the need arises, beloved. And I promise you, the need will arise. And then we can join in the praise of verse 31. Look at verse 31. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. Let them exalt Him also in the congregation of the people and praise Him in the assembly of the elders. Beloved, listen, we ought to be shouting the victory, praising God, thanking Him for His goodness, thanking Him, whatever you might have gone through in your life, I promise you, you've gone through it. You're here today proves that. One day we'll go through the valley of the shadow of death. We're going to go through that too, come up safely on the other side. God's going to bring us through that just like He brings us through everything else that we face day by day. Doesn't matter what you face, God can handle it. As a modern day little cliche might say, God's got this. He had it in Psalm 107. He had it in Acts 27. He's got it in your life, in my life, in the life of our church, His church, universal around the world. He's got it under control. All we have to do is turn it over to Him. Doesn't matter where you are. Doesn't matter what you're facing. I know what to expect when I go to the Lord and give it to Him. The victory's already on the way. Amen? Maybe you know somebody that's struggling with life today. Maybe someone personally you know is having problems. Turn them to this passage. Show them how they can turn to the Lord and cry unto Him and get them to understand that there's a certainty, there's a promise that God gave that will not ever fail to help them and bring them to their desired haven. Amen? And Lord, we know this is just an example of how You're going to bring us through the turmoils in this life. And You're going to bring us to our desired, not our desired haven, but our desired heaven. One day You're going to bring us through every trial, trouble, problem, whatever it is. And Lord, as we trust You, turn everything in our lives over to You, You'll bring us through. And You'll get the glory and honor and praise. And I pray for those who may be viewing, if there's someone here who hears us or views us, and they're having problems in their lives, whatever they may be carrying in life, help them to turn it over to You today. Some of them probably, Lord, need to give their heart and life to Jesus Christ initially and ask Him to forgive them of their sins, repent of their sins, and trust Him as Savior. And He promised He would save us if we'd come to Him. Others need to have things in their personal lives, material lives, financial lives, marital lives, domestic lives, legal lives, that many things in our lives that we face. But Lord, every single one of them needs to be turned over to You. And as we do, the victory's ours and the glory is Yours, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
That was Pastor James Strickland. I hope you take the Bible's advice, God's advice, and pray. If you'd like to find out more about us, you can find us on our website, SharonBaptistConcord.com, or watch live streams Sundays and Wednesdays on Facebook, Sharon Baptist Concord. God bless you.